Ladies and gentlemen, Jacques de Villiers.
Hello. Hello, how are you all?
That's good, thanks.
Quite an introduction.
She's from the theater, don't forget.
Yeah. How are you doing, Jacques?
I'm doing well here in Noordhoek. It's nice weather, nice and sunny. So I think it's starting to become spring. So yeah, pretty awesome. We've had some big rains, but yeah, I'm feeling awesome.
That's good. I have a question because I obviously know you not as a speaker. So can you tell me a bit about speaker and what you targeted and what you did and what your aims were pre-COVID?
Yeah, so I used to speak about, pre-COVID, about marketing and sales mainly, particularly copywriting. So that's where my big strength is. And so I mainly spoke to marketing teams, and then because I've studied neuroscience like everybody else, I had some ideas about how to speak to the brain so that people would buy. And so that was quite good. I've been in the industry about 20 years, so I've spoken quite a bit in that time. And now I've swung, sort of my side hustle has always been writing. So, and with COVID coming, it gave me an opportunity to swing into writing. And so I've been doing quite a bit of writing in the COVID times, mainly LinkedIn profiles and bios. And what I really want to do is write one or two memoirs for somebody. So we'll see how that works out.
Awesome. And then I guess the follow-up question to that would be, what do you see for the future of the speaking industry?
Well, I think right now, I mean, we're obviously going to do a lot of online speaking, so that's going to happen. So I think the speakers are going to have to become more proficient at online and you become more professional at it, because clients are still going to throw money at it. We don't know what our president is going to say at some stage, hopefully this week. But if we do go to level two, we might be able to, we can have meetings now of less than 50. So it still is an option. But I think it seems like most people are going online. So I think this COVID is probably going to clean out the industry. Those who have been battling will probably not make it. And those that have got a good brand and have got a strong following, they're probably going to stick around for a while. But they also have to adapt quite quickly to this new world. So that's my take.
Yes. And what has been inspiring you through the whole COVID, through the whole pandemic? What has been your one thing? It can even be two or 20. What has been your thing that you go to that inspires you pretty much every day?
Well, I mean, you know me well enough to know that the whole point of my exercise is my daughter, Rebecca. But so that keeps me focused on one goal, to make sure that she's cared for and that she has an opportunity to make something amazing out of this life of hers. But what really inspires me, as you know, I meditate every day, so that's been a great stress reliever in the COVID, because I think, like all of us, well, I can't speak for all of us, for me, I have had ups and downs in COVID, and so meditation is always good. And I have my Sufi practice, which I work on. So the spiritual and the mental side has been my saving grace. And then, of course, I live in a house full of animals, and there's two cats and three dogs, and it has been amazing, because, you know, we kind of haven't had human touch. So I find myself, cuddling the dogs and the cats more often, because I think as a human being, you need to connect with something. So that was weird, but it's what it is. And I think possibly they probably saved my sanity throughout these, 120, 150 days? I don't know.
Cool. I have a question. Have you read anything or seen something or listened to a podcast? Anything interesting that you've come across recently that you want to, like, let people know about, talk about?
Well, I've been reading a lot. I mean, I've always read a lot, but lockdown, I've been reading a lot. So I've been kind of hooked on, what is his name now? Peterson. So his work's been good. And then I've always been a Carlos Castaneda fan. So I've been rereading a lot of his work. And, you know, he's the one that said, you know, all paths lead to nowhere. Find a path with heart, and I think that's a trick for a lot of us to try and find that path. So I've been doing that kind of reading. So that's been good. Been watching a bit of Netflix, but I found I couldn't focus too much on Netflix. And I've been also trying to upskill myself on LinkedIn, which has been quite an interesting exercise. Because I've never really used social media to market. So I thought, well, let me figure out LinkedIn. And that's been interesting. I've written a lot of articles and getting some traction there. So in terms of COVID, I've been upskilling myself on LinkedIn quite a lot and been spending a lot of time there trying to figure out how to use that to build my brand. And that's worked pretty well. But as I said, you know, the meditation has been wonderful. I mean, I always recommend to people to meditate. I don't know who said it, but if you don't go within, you go without. So, it's been a wonderful opportunity for self-exploration through this process. But having said that, I've also slept a lot, which has been also wonderful. So I've caught up on sleep. And I've also found, weirdly, is that I'm working a lot harder in COVID. I mean, because you spend more time on Zoom, and the trick which I'm starting to learn is to switch off at 5 o'clock and go home, and not do Zoom meetings and whatever, because it's actually quite taxing. And I think in a normal work day, one has you have coffee breaks and you rest and you talk to people. So it's not fully focused on Zoom the whole time. So I feel I'm a bit tired as a result of, I seem to be working harder. But maybe that's because I'm lazy. I don't like to work anyway. So this has been a bit of a shock to the system in any case. So now instead of working 1 hour a day, I work 2 hours, and it's really been tough for me. But anyway, this is what my life's like.
And what do you like with your coffee? A scone, muffin, or three rusks?
Yeah, that's a rusk. No, I'm a rusk guy. I come from the Karoo, so we used to live off rusks.
I'm sure you are.
I like, but I don't like to have three rusks. I like to have two because it's not really good for my waistline if I have three.
Okay, so who would you say is your favorite colleague at Speakers Inc. and Heskett Media?
It's a very good question.
Well, that's a loaded question, since two of my favorite people are right in front of me. And I see Duncan looking out the window because he obviously heard that. He wants to see if I'm going to say No pressure. So, yeah, no, I mean, Bronwyn is my favorite peep, of course, but she's been a friend of mine since, I don't know, 23 years now. So that's always a non-negotiable. But
that's a good answer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But you two have become very close to me, so I'm very fond of both of you as well, because you make us laugh, and you make the office vibe really something worthwhile to come to. So thank you.
Thanks, Jacques. We feel the same way about you.
Yeah.
Our rusk, sole rusk provider.
A ruskiferian.
Yeah, I do. I do like rusk, but I like to share rusks.
That's true. And the last question that I've got is my favorite question, which is, if you were a crayon, was it a color? It was a crayon. If you were a crayon, Jacques, what color would you be and why?
Lately I've been heading to pink, but that's probably not a good answer. So, but generally my color's always been blue. So it's kind of, I suppose blue, it's almost not my personality, because I have more of a warm personality. And I think blue, if I had to analyze this, try and give me a bit more control. It's more structured color. So blue. So I would paint the world blue. Why, I don't know. Maybe I'm like Picasso in his blue period, whatever. So blue has always been my favorite color. Red, I can't stand. It's too bright for me. Maybe because my disposition is more melancholic than Pollyanna and upbeat. So red, I don't do. So yeah, so blue would be my color. So I'd make blue. But lately, I've been going to pink, and Freud and Jung would have a field day with that, and they'd be fighting over themselves to get me on their couch to figure out why. But yeah, so that's my answer that I'm going to give you.
Nice. Is that your last question?
Yeah.
Okay, so I also only have one more because we'll keep this nice and short. Obviously, we haven't been able to really travel much as of late, and I wanted to know if you had the ability right now to be able to travel or go somewhere, where would you choose and why would you choose that place?
Well, that's an easy one. I'd always choose France or Italy because I'm like a kind of a flaneur. I like to just sit around and drink coffee and talk to friends, and then I'd go right in Hemingway's cafe where he wrote in France. I do sometimes when I'm in France, but it's bloody expensive. So they obviously play on the Hemingway name. But yeah, I would definitely be in France talking to friends, connecting, having coffee and just shooting the breeze. That's where I would go. So I like France and Italy is my second favorite. So I've got friends in Italy. So, you know, I try and get friends. I encourage my friends to immigrate so that I have holiday homes in every country. So that's how I get to stay for free.
Good one.
And you, Hannah? Where would you go and why?
Where would I go? I love Zambia.
Really?
I love Zambia. Yeah, I spent quite a lot of time there as a child, and I haven't been there for years, and I miss it. And it's a beautiful place, beautiful people. So I think that's where I would jump across to.
That's nice.
And you?
And you, Michelle? No.
Some island. I'll look for some island that has
no people.
No people. Please, maybe just monkeys and pet pigs. But yeah, just an island, anywhere.
Yeah, good one. Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for talking to us,
Jacques. Thank you so much, Jacques.
My pleasure. Thank you, girls. I will see you in about 10 minutes. I'm just coming from my outside office, and I'll be back into the office soon. And I believe we're getting pizza, and that's going to be amazing. That's what we do on Fridays, eat pizza.
Yay. Best of Friday. Okay. Cool. See you later, Jacques.
Bye. Bye.